Third-party candidate Jill Stein to remain on Wisconsin ballot after Supreme Court refused Democrat challenge. By Paul Bois on August 26, 2024. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's refusal to hear a challenge from Democrats has assured that Green Party candidate Jill Stein will remain on the ballot in the crucial swing state. David Strange, an employee of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, brought a challenge to have Stein removed from the Wisconsin ballot. But the state Supreme Court simply said Strange was not entitled to the relief he seeks. "We determine that the petitioner is not entitled to the relief he seeks," the court said in its unsigned order, without further explaining its reasoning. Strange argued Stein could not be on the ballot in Wisconsin because the Green Party does not have any state office holders or legislative candidates authorized to nominate presidential electors, per the Associated Press. Strange had challenged a Wisconsin Elections Commission decision in February to grant the Green Party ballot access. The commission did so because a candidate from the party won more than 1% of the vote in a statewide race in 2022, meeting a requirement under the law. Cheryl McFarland got nearly 1.6% of the vote while finishing last in a four-way race for Secretary of State. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is scheduled to meet Tuesday to certify which candidates can appear on the ballot. Democrats are also challenging the placement of independent candidate Cornell West on the ballot. A Republican National Committee employee is challenging independent Sheba Iyaduri's candidacy. Democrats fear that a strong third-party candidate could siphon votes from their presidential nominee. Vice President Kamala Harris, in her matchup against Republican presidential nominee former President Donald Trump. DNC spokesperson Adrienne Watson called the decision disappointing. Stein, however, praised the decision, stating that the Green Party beat back the DNC's attack. Michael White, co-chair of the Wisconsin Green Party, called the move the mark of fear by the Democratic Party. "It was an inevitable conclusion because the complaint had no merit to begin with, and we knew that," he said. Speaking with Breitbart News, Stein accused Democrats of shutting down political competition. "I think we need to rename the Democratic Party. It's actually the anti-democratic party. And I have had trouble with both of the organized parties. I wouldn't leave Republicans out of this either. But focusing on the Democrats here, they are pulling out all the stops to, basically, to shut out political competition," Stein said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.